Baie welkom by ons getuienisprogram Draaipunt. En dankie dat jy elke Vrydag aand so getrou opdaag vir ons afspraak. Onthou Draaipunt word weer herhaal op 'n Sondagmiddag 5:30. Ek is Lorraine Katske en ek nooi jou uit. As jy getuienis het om met ons te deel, dan stuur jy net vir my SMS na 32716 met die woord Draaipunt. So nie kan jy ook vir my 'n WhatsApp stuur na 084-661-4104. En dan bel ek vir jou en ons neem jou getuienis op. 'n Ouer se sagte plek of 'n ouer se Achilleshiel, soos hulle sê, is sekerlik maar jou kinders. En ek dink baie ouers sal sê, ek sal eerder die pyn vat of gee die siekte vir my, maar net nie vir my kind nie. Ek dink nie ek en jy besef deur watter moeilike tyd 'n ouer gaan wanneer 'n kind beseer word of wanneer 'n kind trauma ervaar nie. Nou by my in die ateljee vandag het ek 'n pragtige jong man en kan ek maar sommer nou aan die begin sê, Kyle het hier ingestap op sy eie twee bene. Hy loop nog met 'n kruk, maar ek glo dis nie vir lank nie. Dis Kyle Botha. Kyle, welcome. It's so wonderful to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Kyle, I think you will stand out in time to come. You will realize as a medical miracle. Just the fact that you were able to walk in here today all on your own speaks books. Now take us back to the day that you were injured in an injury that I think, medically spoken, it would have been impossible for you to ever walk again. Take us back to that day. Was it a lovely sunny day and exactly what happened?
It was an amazing day. I remember being bored most of the afternoon and playing computer. Invited my best mate over to come over, and it was just him and I. And from that moment, we were just talking, and I remember speaking about Job, and we were talking to each other, and there were so many prophecies and huge just scriptures speaking to us. And I remember saying, would you rather be blind or paralyzed?
My word.
So there was plenty of things spoken before the time happened, and my best mate Tristan was in a car accident, and his arm was out the car and it hit the bus, and he was completely fine. And I said, wow. God is good.
Yes.
And I hope he does the same for me if ever that would happen. Just a couple of hours after I said that, I took a dive into the pool for about the fifth time that night after we had a braai. And I dived at an angle. As doing so, it wasn't the impact on the bottom of the pool, but the whiplash. At that moment, I was completely aware of my surroundings. I hit the bottom of the pool, and I was just completely aware of my surroundings. No life flashed before my eyes. There wasn't any images. There was just almost, it was almost being at complete peace and equilibrium with my surroundings.
Wow.
And I was trying to manipulate it to see how to get out. But at that moment, I realized that I'm completely paralyzed.
Oh, my word. Mm.
My friend dragged me out, and just before he did that, I just remember saying to myself, and if I look back at it, every time I spoke to myself, it was almost like praying, because it was answered just immediately.
Oh, wow.
I said to myself, and looking back at it, I said, God, if I don't feel someone's hand, if I don't feel my best friend's hand, I'm dead. I'm coming to see you. And as he pulled me out, it just became completely real that my life is completely changed. Luckily, God said at that moment, but I didn't hear it correctly, but he was just telling me that it's not changed, it's just bettered. And in 3 months' time, you'll see that, as I'm now on a radio station.
Kyle, it almost defies logic that 3 months after a huge injury like that, diving into the pool, hitting the bottom of the pool, getting that whiplash that broke your neck in two or three places.
That is correct, yeah.
That you can sit here today, that you walked up steps to get here.
Yeah.
It defies logic. So we have to look at the spiritual realm and what happened there. You stay in hospital. I'm sure the doctors who attended must have given you a very dire outcome.
They did. They didn't speak negatively. They spoke truth. And how the world saw the truth was, if you break your neck and it's touching the spinal cord, you won't be able to walk. If, however, some movement comes by, quotation marks, miracle of this world, you might move in certain areas. But obviously, with that said, we don't serve the world's miracles. We serve God's miracles.
Amen.
And with that in mind, things started to come back very slowly. Toes started to move. And because how it works effectively is it's almost like a long pole with wires in it. If the wires are touched, the signal gets interfered.
Sure.
If you cut it on the top, you can't expect the signal at the bottom.
It can't travel down.
Can't travel down. And with mine, it was broken on the top. So for a toe to move is already, wow, why, how? I was writing a letter last night and I still said, I don't serve society's laws and rules and almost regulations. I serve God's, which is endless, which is overflowing. Open up my house and receive all the blessings of this world, not of this world, sorry, but of God's. And having that in mind, it was just everything that came back that felt normal. It was just God saying, I love you this much to give you that much back.
Oh, wow.
If I had to go back there now, I would honestly say to myself, just by being able to move my leg is enough, even though you don't want that in life. Because, you know, if your mind and soul isn't free, you can't be free to walk. Mm-hmm. And I think it was only after my soul and my emotions were freed and was completely entwined in God's grace that my body was allowed to be free. And how this world sees it is that you can cry as much as you want, but if your body's not going to move, you're not going to move. But with God, he's saying, cry with me as much as you can, and afterwards your body will move with me. And this world always dictates for the neck, for the brain signals, for this. But with God, he kind of was just telling me with. I'm on this road with you, and center yourself in my grace, and it will be done.
It's infinite wisdom that you're speaking now, Kyle. And personally, I feel that you need to write this down now, because you're going to read this back one day and think, where on earth did those thoughts come from? Mm-hmm. Because they really, truly emanate from heaven.
Yes.
Now, with me in the studio today, I've got Kyle Botha. And as I said at the beginning, the miracle is that he walked in here on his own 2 feet, that he walked up steps. And his mom, Audrey, is here with him. Kyle, I just want to ask you something. You spoke just before we came on air about a visitation from an angel. Just tell us about that.
Yes. So what happened was, on the flip side of the coin, my entire body was heightened with sensation. Yeah. So if you blew on me, it felt like hot lava.
Oh, wow.
And so generally speaking, that is unheard of because you're paralyzed. You can't move. But the nerve endings were still shot, so they had to kind of paralyze that with a whole bunch of medication. With that medication came a lot of problems with bowel and everything. And when my lung collapsed, obviously being it full of water, I could feel everything inside of me. I could feel my stomach because all my nerves were shot. Mm. So when they moved me or bathed me, it was the most painful experience. Every time they touched me, it was painful. It would take them to do something as simple as move my chest. It would sometimes take them 15 minutes because they had to do it so gently. And I remember this one day, there was I think 5 people around my bed, all trying to move me to my side so they can rub my back and to massage it and try and get out all the water. And I remember screaming in so much pain. I was screaming past the pipes in my neck and the trachea. And already that's like, you must know how much pain that was because that pipe is blocking your voice box.
But
I screamed past it. And as I was screaming, I remember just seeing this massive golden yellow figure. Didn't have a face. It was white, luminous. And its hand extended out and just touched me on my side. And at that moment, my entire body became so relaxed. It almost felt like I was a baby in a crib.
Wow.
And this massive adult came and just touched me. Didn't hug me, didn't comfort me, just touched me. And it just shows you how God's power emanates through touch.
Just
a simple touch. And that touch actually just gave me more strength, not to move, but to take and to endure that pain. because it only lasts so long, and then the true challenges await. And that angel just didn't necessarily save my life, but it gave me the peace of mind that it will pass, and Jesus does intervene.
Amen. This too shall pass. You know, as we're sitting here today, Kyle, talking about your massive injury, your miraculous recovery, your divine recovery, I should really call it. Someone listening to us now, and they sit in a situation where they think, this is hopeless. I'm at my wit's end. Perhaps it's a parent with a wayward child. Perhaps it's someone battling with sickness. What word of encouragement do you have for them today? Because as you are sitting here today, you are a testimony that God is alive and that He still heals.
God heals in more ways than one. And sometimes when you're shouting out for healing of the body, you're kind of being healed in some way that you're not aware of. And the best advice I can give anyone is, who would read a story if nothing happened? But that's how God works, is through those things. So when something big that bad happens, when you think you're at the end of your wits, don't think it's God's will. God's will for your life is good.
Only good.
Only good. But His plan is different. His plan can sometimes exceed His will to say, now that Carl chose to dive in the pool, now my plan got bigger. And through other people's suffering, and when they think they're at the end of their wits, just know that the book is only starting. And no book, no movie ends badly, because then who would watch it again? Why would I be speaking here if the book ended badly? If my life ended badly, I see thousands of views and likes, and I only have so many friends. Who are these people?
It's amazing, but they are encouraged through the story of your book that had to take a very dark turn.
Exactly.
In order to become the light for other people. If people want to visit your Facebook page, give us your address.
It is just Kyle Boerter. You can search Kyle Boerter.
And you'll get to it.
You can get to it, yeah. Or you can contact me on my cell, which is 061-947-9938. I repeat, 061-947-9938.
Kyle, it's been wonderful talking to you, and you said something really profound. God's will for us is only good, but His plan for us may divert so that in the end, we know that it will work for the good of us, but that it can work for the good of others as well.
That is exactly it.
Thank you, Carl. God bless you. Thank you. I've also got Audrey with us in the studio, Carl's mother. Audrey, thank you so much for bringing Kyle to witness today, and I know it's going to mean a lot for a lot of other people. Something I want to ask you, though, you just made mention of it quickly before we started. When someone is in so much trouble and in so much pain, others of us have to stand in the gap in faith. How did you experience it now in Kyle's situation?
I think God started preparing my heart really a year ago. If I look back on my journals and the things I wrote in my journals, it was so profound how I had an impact a year later exactly in the situation I was in. But more so was the dream I had. At the time, I thought, what an odd dream. And it was a terrifying dream, but I know it was almost a prophetic word for me. But anyway, so as time comes, you get that phone call 10 o'clock at night, you kind of go, your body goes into overdrive and you think, okay, I just need to focus on this. But really for me, the turning point was when I was at the hospital waiting for the ambulance to arrive. I said to myself, Audrey, you know what to do. You know what to do. Pray.
Amen.
Because I was so hysterical. I was vomiting. I was literally out of control in my physical body. And I really did. I just called out and I said, Lord, I can't pray right now, but I know Psalm 23 out of my head. So I'm just going to say it over and over and over. And God, literally, the Holy Spirit just came over me, and I had such a peace when Kyle arrived that I could handle what was going on. It's literally your physical body sort of goes to the back seat, and the Holy Spirit just comes and works. He takes over. really, when we say the Holy Spirit lives in us and he's a man and he comes to take over, he literally does that. But it also comes with a complete surrender of will. Throughout the experience, I never asked God once why.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of kind of asked the right questions. How and where and what can we do here? And how is this going to glorify you? You know, you kind of ask the right questions.
You know, Audrey, it's so profound what you're saying. And also, that just underlines for me the necessity of knowing the scripture.
Yes.
And knowing God Almighty. Mm. So that, as you say, in these circumstances, we can totally surrender, ask the right questions, and then be calm in the knowledge that God is with us. Always, just exactly as he promised.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing Kyle in.
No,
thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And God bless you guys. And truly, Kyle, I'm praying that through your life, God will bring other people to an understanding of how mighty he is. And my prayer for you is that your territory will be enlarged to places that you never even knew existed. That's my prayer for you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.